and you've pshat in benapichu. The Gemara says that there was nigzor and they shishtachvu letzalem shel Nebuchadnezzar. So the Gemara says leyosu el lefonim. In other words, they really only did it
bechatzoyis.
They didn't do it bepnimius. There's two pshat in the Gemara. The other pshat in the Gemara is when they shenenu misandosan shelach shveirish. It's to say one pshat's next to the other one. So the kesher between the two pshatim, and also the yisod is that Hayid on the outside, even if he does something on the outside, the inside is always is the sitrach is mekatrig. When you see something on the outside, the goyim are mekatrig, because we do something wrong on the outside, so then it's kiddu the mekatrig. This is who we are. That's what the kitrig is, because Esav the Moshe is kitzayid v'pivs. Esav only has a chitzoyni. In other words, he's on the outside, he puts on a good impression on the outside, he's kitzayid v'piv, but on the inside it's faket, on the inside he's ra. On the outside he's kitzayid v'piv. So a yid is the opposite. Even when a yid does an avera, on the outside he's ugly, but nevertheless on the inside he's kaddish v'tor, on the inside he's ratzon to do ratzon Hashem. So when we bow down to the, when yidin bow down to the thing of Nebuchadnezzar, Tzanum Nechanetza, the Pshat is Bechitzoinis, we are Megala. Esav Zachu is Mekatrik, because he's a Chitzoinis. He's Mekatrik against our Maisim Chitzoinim. So we have to be Megala on Purim that our Iker Rotzen is about only to do Rotzen Hashem. The Kitchuk is very strong, because first of all, Mishtachim and Tzanum Shemachanetza. After we Mishtachim and Tzanum Shemachanetza, it also says Zev Nishanenu. Nena means this is what gives us Tainuk, this is what gives us Hano. So you're going to tell me that they only bow down both for chitzoni to the tzelem of chanetzah, but mepnishin nenu misadosan shlach hashverish mashma, that even for pnimius, this is, they were nena from it. This is what gave them. They gave them hanor. That was the kitchuk. So we have to be megala that beemes hanor and haratzin is only to ratzin Hashem. In other words, whatever we do with chitzoni, we have to know that the pnimius is pink faket, which is pink faket to the goyim. By them, kitzayid bepiv, their chitzoni might be nice, but the pnimius isn't. By us. Shchoyr ani, the pasuk Shir Hashirim. Shchoyr ani v'nova b'nois Yishlam. Koelei al tiruni shani shachachoyr shesh zavastin Hashem. Don't look at me on the outside. That's the Shlom HaMelech is saying in Shir Hashirim. Don't look at me that I'm blackened on the outside, because v'nova inside the yid is beautiful. That's the whole sod. It's the whole sod that's the whole habdolah between us and the goyim. You know, sukkos l'moshen. Sukkos is the connected the shivim umes. The parim connected the par is connected the shivim umes. Sukkos is the Havdalah between the Eden and the Goyim. Kol Ezrach Bisrael Yeshuv Sukkos. So the Sukkah on the outside is Psoil is Gorem Hayekir. Inside the Sukkah, they have the Noi Sukkah. It's beautiful. Kishutim. And it's Noi Sukkah. So on the outside, it might look like it. On the inside, that's the definition of a Yid. On the inside, the Yid is beautiful. So that had to be proven on Purim. Because Bechatzoinias, we bow down. Chatzoinias looked like Faket. Looked like even we had Snachat. It looked like even Bephanimias we have. So we had to really bring out the emistic of Pnim from us. Bring out the emistic of Pnim from us to show that the Yid Be'etzim, even if he's ugly on the outside, he's beautiful on the inside. And that was Megala between the two queens, between Vashti and between Esther. Vashti looked very beautiful when we take off the Levushim from her, so then she had Tsaras and a tail and spots and everything. Esther Malkus is the Shittah of Gomorrah, Esther Yerakrukos, so she was green. She was an old lady, she was Bechatzonius, Lachoyer, she wasn't beautiful. The Medrash brings down that the girl, the Yiddish girls, Bichlal, were ugly there at the times because the Meroi Vyoga and from the Golas, they couldn't tend to their teeth and to their faces. Yiddish girls were ugly. So Esther was taken, a Yerakrukos, Kilo, the ugliest, was taken, and Pinktah, Hashverish chose. So that shows you that you don't look on the Chatzonius of Yid, look at the Pnimis of Yid, and the Pnimis of Yid. Pnimisi is beautiful. Pnimisi, that's why the Bastis Shoal is Basmelech Pnima. Right? The Basmelech is the Bechinus Pnima. The godless of Esther Malka was the Pnimistika Yofi. Pnimistika Yofi, that's what we have to bring out. The Pnimistika Yofi is what we have to bring out. Is what we have to bring out on Purim. And that's the Bechina, that's the sod of the Nechnas Yain, that's the sod. The sod of Nechnas Yain Yatzah Sod is the sod is what brings out the emistic of beauty, what brings out the emes of a yid. The emes of a yid is Chukka to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in other words, the Yatzah Sod is the faket to looking at us bechitzoinis. Fakir to look Natas Pechatzayin. His guy, the Suda Bechashverish, was a beautiful Suda. But when they got Shikha, when they bought out what their Pneum was Mugsa Machasmias, was the biggest Taibas, what they were talking about. So they were Magala by the Suda, but they were Magala, even though the Chatzayin is nice, the Pneum is almost terrible. But Klal Yisrael is Magala, and the Suda's Purim, that whatever we look on the outside, in other words, like Chazal say, the Svarim say, even if it's a matzav of Adal Ayodah, in our home and Baruch Matcha, even if it's a matzav of Adal Ayodah, and then for Bechitzayinis, we might be doing Averis, but the Yatzah Sod tells us that the Soid is Avada, the Soid is Avada, the Soid is Avada, beautiful. That's all in and getting shikken, that's all in, and that's Mamtik, the Le'osa El Lefonim, that's a Hechocha, that when we bow down to the Tzenim of Chanetzah, we only bow down by Bechitzayini, because with Pneumius, when we get shikken, we see how, we show how, and how Shtok is through Wenchleim, then it shows the emistika, what's going on inside. And so the Bais HaMikdash was also that matzav, Yidid and Aveiro, so we came to the Bais HaMikdash, it says the Bais HaMikdash was a matzav of Koifinois Hashem and Roitzani. So all in the Bais HaMikdash was also bringing out the Pneumius of every single Yid. Nesach HaYayin is the Nechmas Yayin, the Yotzeh Sot. That's the whole chiddush of koyfinat tzachim eretzani. Letzoinchel koyfinat tzachim eretzani. Pesamim dash asim medale. The pnim of yid is a pesam dash and chetzayim yid. That's the sort of. That's the sort of thing. Yeah, we know chiddush adar is connected to Yosef Tzadik. Yosef Tzadik on the outside looked like he was kilu not ruchnistic. Mashmish beina. We know that Yosef Tzadik is a tzadik yisoid oyinam. He's a tzadik nista. Yosef Tzadik, the brothers didn't see. He was a tzadik nista. So even though on the outside he looked modern, the inside he was a Bechinas Tzadik Nistar. So even if the Yidin looked modern, even if the Yidin looked the Nene, etc., on the inside the Yidin are all Bechinas Tzadik. That's the Emes Benafach of Purim. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the Goy, sees the Yoifi of the Goyim, or the Etzim sees the ugliness of it. And even the Chatzayni of the Yid, which is not the Yoifi, the Mashalom sees the inner Yoifi of that. So it's Mamish Bin Faket. That's the sort of an avich. The whole sort of nech knois. Tzvila is kavanas halev. Tzvila is kavanas halev. So Esther, the gzer came out. You got to show what your lev is. You got to show the bunch that you don't take the gzer. You got to show what really is going on inside. What's really going on inside? What's really going on inside is about the tzvila nishtokas. Takadosh Baruch Hu. So that was the lech knois. That was the lech knois is kol ayud. And that was the gilui of Esther. She went in, she said, she fasted 3 days, and after 3 days of fasting, she went to Tachashver. So she looked ugly after 3 days. Shvach, she looked ugly. She wasn't made up for going in Tachashver. So again, the Chatzonius was nice. But all that reason, why Dafka the Chatzonius is not nice, is in order to remagala the Bayid, Hilur, ignore the Chatzonius. And that's why we're asking the Rebbeinu Shleim to ignore the Chatzonius, to ignore Altiruni Shahani Shachachorius, which is the Pasni Hashemish. To see the inner Yofi, and that's the thing. When the Rinshlan, the Malkish Loilam, Melech, the Megillah's Malkish Loilam, and the Malkish Loilam ignores the Chitzonius, the ugliness of the Averis and of everything, of the Adal Ayodah, of the Chitzonius, and he sees the Mordecai Pneumius. So that's the Hamtaka of Purim. So the Purim is man about avoid of tefillah. Purim is man of bring out our inner shtakkus, the Rebbeinu Shleim, showing really what goes on inside. What goes on inside in the yid is only kulei chukka and kulei tefillah and kulei rotzen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the gilui v'adonai yodah. Okay.